Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Well, let's face it. Wrestling has become so nuts these days, we don't know what's going to happen. You could come up to me and say Tozawa will become the WWE champion, and I won't argue it. I can't. I'd be foolish. We are also getting wrestlers jumping all over the place, which means, yep, I am Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this is 10 major stars that could leave WWE next. Number 10, Naomi. So this makes me sound like an idiot as I keep making videos saying Naomi is definitely coming back. She doesn't. If we do get through the Royal Rumble and she's still not here too, the rumor mill will begin. We haven't seen Naomi since May 2022, so it has been a long time now. And let's not forget when she walked out with Sasha Banks, things were not good. They felt slighted as women's tag team champions, so they left. Didn't sound like a very fun situation. As Mercedes Moné makes some serious money and gets major exposure too with her New Japan gig and plenty of AEW rumors, we do have to consider whether Naomi is thinking of doing the same. There are external factors in the sense she's married to Jimmy Uso and you'd imagine it'd be nice to travel together, but nothing is off the table right now. Not like there wouldn't be outside interest. There would. So it is one to watch and yeah, keep your eyes on the 30-person over-the-top rope elimination match. I think it will give us more answers than we realize. Number 9, Brock Lesnar. Now that Vince McMahon is back amongst it, you'd imagine this is less likely, but we all know the deal with Brock. He is one of the best ever, and I mean that, but he's not totally tied to the wrestling business. He could be done tomorrow, and he'd never think about it again. However, if McMahon is intent on selling the company, could this signal the end for the Beast? After all, last time there was a shift in power and Vince retired, Lesnar just walked out until Triple H talked him around. Maybe he doesn't need all this nonsense and will go back to vanishing on his Canadian farm. The biggest stat is since returning, Brock has been with the WWE 5 times longer than his original stint. So for as much talk as there is about it, that was only 2002 to 2004, so he's done all right. He's also not getting any younger, so we shall see with this one. I don't think a 2023 retirement is totally out of the question. And trust me, when Lesnar says he's done, I'm going to guess he's totally done. No big silly wrestling comeback for him. Number 8, Randy Orton. So this one could be very sad. The news about Randy Orton has gone quiet recently, but the word was he's struggling with a back injury so bad, he may never be able to wrestle again. No. It would suck even more than usual, as he was clearly having so much fun as being one half of RK-Bro, and he had entered that phase of his career where everybody just loved and respected him. Orton had put in the time, dedicated himself to the industry, and now was getting all that love on the back end. Randy had even mentioned that years of falling on his back courtesy of the RKO wasn't the best decision, and I think we should all be aware of this. Wrestling will punish you, even if you are trying to be as safe as possible. There's also the fact that Randy's legacy is now secured, a Hall of Fame spot all but confirmed, plus he has a huge family. If he is hurting, I risk making it worse. Selfishly, I hope this isn't the case, as I'm not ready to say goodbye to the Viper, but again, health does have to come first, and as we saw in 2022, don't rule anything out. Number 7, Matt Riddle. Which does indeed bring us to his tag team partner. As far as we know, Riddle is currently away from the WWE as he was suspended after a wellness policy violation, and that's not good. It hasn't been totally confirmed, so we must drop in the word allegedly, Recently, he did post a picture showing him very happy spending time with his family. There has been such a run of faux pas, though, including falling out with the likes of Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and Seth Rollins, with the word being all of these controversies are the reason he hasn't got that mega push. Officials are worried if they do pull the trigger, more nonsense will arise, leaving them in a very difficult position. So if it does happen again, does everybody decide it's just not worth it? There's no denying Riddle is talented as hell and has a following. It's not like TV has suffered too much since he's been gone. The machine just keeps on chugging away. This will be even more important in a year where WWE is trying to sell the company, and you do not want any trouble during that. So let's hope this is the last of any such news, and Matt can return. Just get on with the wrestling. Number 6, Alexa Bliss. So this is pure speculation and we need to wait and see. I hope it doesn't, as Alexa Bliss clearly has so much more to give, but it does tie into everything with Vince McMahon. Let me explain. When we teamed up Bray Wyatt and Bliss before, it all went weird at that WrestleMania, as clearly there was no set plan as to what we were going to do. Alexa just turned on Wyatt for no reason, and then weeks later Bray got released. Was mad. So if McMahon does assume total power once more, is he really going to continue on with this reunion? It's questionable at best, and Bliss has hinted before that such decisions are enough to test your patience. I get it. There's also whispers that Alexa's contract may be up in 2023, so if the rug is pulled from under her feet one more time, I'm worried she may have had enough. Why go through it again? It's not like her services wouldn't be wanted elsewhere, and she could likely pick her next destination. Which is another reason why Bliss should probably be treated with some more respect. It is one to watch, though, and what a shame this would be. WWE has actually taken their time with this story. I don't want to see it all be for naught.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5, Rey Mysterio. So this one ties into contracts again. A quick Google suggests Rey's contract could be up in 2023, which leaves us with a big question. Is Mysterio ready to retire? He doesn't need to, as far as I can see, because he's still so good. But if we do get that match with Dominic at WrestleMania, which is clearly something Rey has wanted for ages, is that enough for him to put a cap on his career? It's a fair question. There's also nothing else for him to accomplish because he has done it all. And don't forget, he's a flipping legend. If you want to make a case for him being one of the best ever, I'm not going to argue with you either. Rey not only changed the game, but continued to do so for years. Wrestling today is not the same without him. I would also bet a bunch of companies would want Mysterio if he does become a free agent, so he should absolutely go where the money is if WWE doesn't offer him enough. And right there is another reason he could leave. Not going to be many more deals after this one. On the flip side, Rey obviously wants his son to be treated as well as possible, so that could be a reason to re-sign. But it's one up for debate. We just don't know. Number 4, Bayley. Totally fantasy booking this one. And it's all based off of a picture. For after Mercedes Moné had made her New Japan debut on the same show FTR dropped the IWGP Tag Team titles, these three and an in-the-audience Bayley took a picture backstage. They looked really happy. It ties into the way that all four came up together through what was NXT's golden generation. And while Bayley is certainly thriving in WWE, if she hears stories about the joy of the outside, Who's to say she won't be tempted? You could even get the Banks-Bailey feud redone in a totally different promotion. It's not like she won't have such aspirations too because Bailey is a top talent. Although this could go the other way as well. Under both Triple H and McMahon, she has been treated pretty well. So when it's time to talk money, maybe you just throw the bag at her. I mean, there's no reason not to. But you know the deal, though. If you hear about how much fun your friends are having, at the very least, you're gonna think about it. So it all depends how far does such a thought go. Number 3, AJ Styles. Is AJ Styles one of the best wrestlers ever? Yes. Yes, he is. I mean, look at what he's done in TNA, New Japan, and WWE, and I don't think you can even argue it. He is so good that even Vince McMahon, who questioned his hiring initially, made him the world champion. Nobody can deny his talent. He also comes with another cool statistic, as his time with World Wrestling Entertainment now surpasses that of The Rock and Steve Austin during their peak years, and it does mean Styles has done everything. I mean, he has just ticked every single box. Sadly, in 2023, he suffered a broken ankle, which is going to keep him out the ring for a while. And at 45 years old, do we all start to ask the question how much AJ still wants to be involved? It's not like he still can't go because he can, but could we see the slow transition to a more part-time schedule for the phenomenal one? Maybe. You also have to think about whether he would like to end his career the way he started. Being a trailblazer outside of the major wrestling company, but that also ties into his contract. I'm not sure it's up anytime soon, and he's being paid very well for his troubles. And no one can tell me that guy doesn't deserve it. Number 2, Becky Lynch. Well, now we're just being silly. It's fun though, right? But let's not pretend otherwise. Back in 2019, Becky Lynch was the hottest thing in wrestling. Why she main evented WrestleMania, because it made sense. She was on fire. That is still the case today, as Lynch is a huge asset to WWE's women's division. But from their point of view, this could be a double-edged sword. Becky is becoming so successful, other industries are ready to steal her away. Not literally. For much like Roman Reigns or The Rock, the man has dipped her toe into the Hollywood waters. And as husband Seth Rollins said during a recent radio interview, if her acting career does take off and she wants to head in that direction, that's what they're gonna do. I genuinely do hope it happens, as I'm sure Lynch would want to balance the two sides as much as possible. And look, she's another person that deserves it. Just go read about her journey. What an absolute roller coaster. Number 1, Roman Reigns. And we just mentioned the man. There was a reason. 2022 has already hinted at this, because after signing a new deal with WWE, the Tribal Chief wanted fewer dates. That's exactly what happened, as seeing Roman on a Raw or SmackDown is a rarity these days, and the reason is twofold. One, he wants to preserve his body for as long as possible, and two, he wants to follow in the steps of one Dwayne Johnson. Again, why wouldn't you want to do that? Throwing yourself around a wrestling ring catches up to you fast, and if Reigns does lose his world titles this year, what else is there for him to do? He's achieved it all. So while he likely will have a John Cena relationship with WWE forevermore, I do think we're in the era of less Roman and not more. It's without doubt something to keep your eye on, because the head of the table may be taking his chair to pastures new. Know of any other major stars that could leave WWE next? Please do let us know in the comments below, and then do like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Then head over to whatculture.com, where you can read articles like this with your eyes. Come give a follow on social media at WhatCultureWWE and SimonMiller316. And if you would find it in your heart to watch another video, we will come and give you a hug. My name is Simon from What Culture, even though it's actually Simon Miller, but you can call me whatever the hell you like. Make sure you put a big, great smile on your face today. Go out there and kick life's ass.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.